I don't know how many of you are good builders, but I am not. You don't want me to do a home addition on your house. You don't want me to help you remodel your kitchen. I can do some plumbing, but even that's a little questionable since my skills were learned almost 40 years ago. So I don't know that much about building, but I do know something about foundations. That if you don't have a strong foundation, all the rest on top is subject to whatever errors are found in the foundation. That if the foundation cracks, you can have the best construction on top of the foundation, but everything will be wiped away. And Jesus uses a metaphor that all of us can understand. We've all seen pictures on the news of houses and homes and hotels and big buildings that have been devastated by a storm. So we all get that metaphor, but we need to bring it into our lives in a way that Jesus intends us. He says that his words, the things he says, his teaching, that in fact is the foundation for a good life. And Jesus is essentially wrapping up. This is it. This is the end of the Sermon on the Mount. Today is the end of our series on the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus ends where he began. Where he starts, he said, "Blessed are those." And now he's saying, this is just another way of saying you'll be blessed. Your house will stand if you'll build it on these words of mine. Just yesterday, I stood right over here, and I helped a couple say their vows. I love doing that, those little pastoral moments that we get to do where we do weddings. But this one was a little different. This was a renewal of vows after 10 years. And so after 10 years, they could look at each other with those knowing looks like, when I say that through better or worse, I know something about the worse and something about the better, and I'm in. I'm in again for another 10, 20, 30, whatever the Lord brings. And I stood as they cried and hugged and kissed again and all of those things. But I read this scripture about building your house, building your marriage, your career, your parenting, your retirement, your hobbies, building your life on the words of Jesus. Sometimes I talk too much, though. Sometimes preaching can get in the way of preaching. Sometimes my explanations take us away from something central and core. Sometimes I can over-explain. So today, we thought we'd do something just a little bit different. This is, after all, the Sermon on the Mount. It starts in a beginning, and it has an end, and it has a middle. And we've chopped it up over the last 7 weeks, but today, instead of me pontificating over things that you've already heard, we want to let you hear the Sermon on the Mount fresh. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart. They will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers. They'll be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. In the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, if it loses its flavor, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out in the trash. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill can't be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it up high on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Don't think for a minute that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not even the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who neglects one of these commands and teaches others to do the same, they will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the politicians and the pastors, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. You've heard it said that you shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you, anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will ultimately be subject to judgment. Anyone who says to a brother or sister, "You idiot," is answerable to the court, the high court. And anyone who says, "You fool," will be in dangers of hell. Therefore, if you're in church singing and worshiping and you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, stop singing. Leave your offering there in front of the altar. First go, be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. Settle any arguments quickly with the accuser who might be taking you to court. Do it while you're still together, before you ever get to court. Or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the policeman, and you'll be thrown into prison. And I tell you truly, you will not get out until you have paid every last penny. You've heard that it was said, "Do not commit adultery." But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman with lust in their heart has already committed adultery. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out, throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off, throw it away. It is certainly better for you to lose one part of your body and for your whole body to be thrown into hell. It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a legal certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for immorality, makes her a victim of adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "Do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows that you have made." But I tell you, don't swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it's God's throne, or by the earth, for it's his footstool, or even by Jerusalem, because that's the city of the great king. Don't swear by your head or anything else. You can't even make your hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything else comes from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, "An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth." But I tell you, don't even resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them your other cheek as well. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over to them your whole wardrobe. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them two. Give to the one who asks you. Don't turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, "Love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I tell you, love your enemies. No, love your enemies. Pray for those people who persecute you and then you'll be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good. He sends his rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Don't even the corrupt politicians do that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Don't even the atheists do that? I tell you, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Be careful not to practice all this righteousness in front of others, to be seen by them. If you do, you'll have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, don't announce it all over Facebook as the hypocrites do in churches and on the news to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Let your giving be done in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, don't be phony. Some people love to show how religious they are in church and all over social media to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go home, close the door, pray to your Father who is unseen, then your Father who sees what is done in secret, he'll reward you. When you pray, do not keep on babbling all over like super religious types, for they think they'll be heard because of their many words. Don't be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ever ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, and we will forgive our debtors. Don't let us fall into temptation. Deliver us from the evil one. If you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive others their sins, your Father in heaven will not forgive your sins. When you serve and sacrifice for Jesus, don't look somber as the super religious types do. They disfigure their faces to show others how super religious they are. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you serve, when you fast, wash your hair, wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting or serving or sacrificing. But only to your Father who is in heaven, and your Father who sees what is done in secret, he'll reward you. And don't put your ultimate faith in money or markets or material goods on earth, where markets crash, assets depreciate, and things can get stolen easily. Store up for yourselves real wealth in heaven, where markets don't ever crash, where decay never destroys, where thieves can't break in and steal. Wherever your deepest love is, your heart will be there also. For the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your body fills with darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be truly devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, don't worry about your life so much, about fine food and drink, or about wearing the latest fashions. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they are? Can any one of you, by worrying, add one single hour to your life? And why do people worry so much about appearances? See how the flowers of the field grow? They don't labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, it's here today and gone tomorrow, will he not much more care for you? Don't have such little faith. Don't worry saying, what are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? What am I going to wear? It seems like everyone runs after all these things. But your Heavenly Father already knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Live today. And don't judge. You too will be judged. In the same way that you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure that you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at that small speck in your brother's eye, but pay no attention to this big log in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, take that speck out of your eye, when all the time there's a big log sticking out of your eye? Don't be a hypocrite. First, take the big log out of your own eye, then you'll see clearly to help your brother with the little speck in his eye. Don't give to dogs those things that are sacred. Don't throw your most sacred things to the pigs. If you do, they'll trample them under feet and then turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, you will find. Knock, the door will be opened to you. Everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. The one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son or daughter asks for bread, will give them a stone? If they ask for a fish, will you give them a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to you when you ask him? So in everything you do, do this. This sums up the law and the prophets. Now hear these things. Enter through the narrow gate. The wide gate is broad, and the road leads to destruction. Many will enter through it, but small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to real life. And only a few will find it. Watch out for leaders who make false promises with quick and easy solutions. For they come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes? Do you get good figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And by their fruit you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name didn't we drive out demons? And in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Therefore, everyone who hears these words puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall. It had its foundation on the rock. everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish person who builds their house on the sand. The rain comes down, the streams rise, the winds blow and beat against that house, and it falls with a great crash. Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching. He taught as one who had real authority and not as their teachers of the law. Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, thank you for being a great teacher. Speaking truth, powerful, challenging and convicting and comforting and healing. Let these words, the red letter words, your words, fill our minds and hearts and souls and move our bodies to action on this day. In Jesus' name, amen.